So what'd you think of our trip, Marshall?
It was a roller coaster of a story, Grandpa.
But the story doesn't end there, not by a long shot. After the battles, Burgoyne and the Radazels were invited to stay at the house of General Schuyler in his home in the Pastures in the southern part of Albany. Schuyler's 1765 mansion was known for its architecture, and also that its materials all came from London. I'll take you to the Schuyler Mansion State Historic Site another day, when we have more time, so you can see it for yourself.
The day after this, we arrived at Albany, where we had so often longed to be. But we came not as we supposed we should, as victors. We were, nevertheless, received in the most friendly manner by the good General Schuyler and by his wife and daughters, who showed us the most marked courtesy, as also General Burgoyne, although he had, without any necessity, it was said, caused their magnificently built houses to be burned. But they treated us as people who knew how to forget their own losses in the misfortunes of others. Even General Burgoyne was deeply moved at their magnanimity, and said to General Schuyler, "Is it to me who have done you so much injury that you show so much kindness?" "That is the fate of war," replied the brave man. "Let us say no more about it."
"Ah, that's a gentleman. So what happened to Burgoyne and his army after they left Albany?"
A total of about 5,900 troops surrendered at Saratoga. Under guard, they were marched to Cambridge, Massachusetts, arriving on November 8th. The troops were housed in crude barracks constructed during the 1775 siege of Boston, while most of the officers were quartered in local homes. This, however, was only the first leg of their journey.
"You mean because they have to sail back to Europe?"
"Not quite, Marshall. When the soldiers arrived in Boston, the Continental Congress ordered Burgoyne to provide a list and description of all officers to ensure that they would not return per their agreement. When he refused, Congress revoked the terms of the convention, resolving in January 1778 to hold the army until King George III ratified the convention, an act they believed unlikely to happen as the king refused to recognize the authority of the Continental Congress."
"Oh, I get it. If he recognizes the Continental Congress, then he is legitimizing the revolution. So what happens to the soldiers?"
Due to the challenge of winter housing for the surrendered troops, in November 1778, the convention army began marching south 700 miles to Charlottesville, Virginia. They were held at the crude Albemarle Barracks until 1781, when they were moved to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, until the end of the war in 1783. The Baron and Baroness remained with their troops throughout this time, but did not deal with the same hardships as the rank and file. They were sought after on the social scene and were well received by the Southern elite. The Baron wrote an extended memoir during this time detailing his time in America.
"What about Burgoyne? Isn't he there with his troops?"
Burgoyne was permitted to return home, and within 7 months he sought a court-martial before Parliament to account for his actions. At first, Germain denied him a court-martial, but he was eventually able to lay his case before the House of Commons, which was later published as The State of the Expedition from Canada.
So what happened when Burgoyne laid his case out in front of the House of Commons?
Although Burgoyne at this time was widely blamed for the defeat, historians have over the years shifted responsibility for the disaster at Saratoga to Lord Germain, the Secretary of State for the colonies. You see, Germain had overseen the overall strategy for the campaign and had significantly neglected to order General Howe to support Burgoyne's invasion, instead leaving him to believe that he was free to launch his own attack on Philadelphia.
What did he do after the case was settled?
In the aftermath, Burgoyne was deprived of his regiment and the governorship of Fort William in Scotland, which he had held since 1769. When his political friends came into office in 1782, Burgoyne was restored to his rank, given a colonelcy, made commander-in-chief in Ireland, and a privy councillor. But he soon faded into his private life. He remarried, thrust himself into the London social scene, and continued as a playwright. The most notable of his works were The Maid of the Oaks and The Heiress.
What about the American commanders at Saratoga?
Gates became the hero of Saratoga. By congressional resolution, a gold medal was presented to Gates to commemorate his victories over the British in the battles of Bennington, Fort Stanwix, and Saratoga. Gold and bronze replicas of the medal are still awarded by the Adjutant General's Corps Regimental Association in recognition of outstanding service. But his fame was short-lived. His ambition to displace George Washington soon became public, and late in the war, Gates faced a devastating loss in the Southern Theater, which put an end to his military career.
I guess he went from hero to zero pretty quickly, although it seems to me that Arnold was a real hero at Saratoga.
In the immediate aftermath of the battles of Saratoga, however, Gates did recognize Arnold's valiant effort, if only by a token in his report to Congress. In recognition of his contribution to the battles at Saratoga, General Arnold had his seniority restored. He had lost it after being passed over for the promotion early in 1777. His leg wound left Arnold bedridden for 5 months.
So when did everything go down with Arnold becoming a traitor?
Well, Arnold, with all his run-ins with the Continental Congress and the leaders of the Continental Army, got the impression that the rebel leaders were just as corrupt as the British. While still unfit for field service but serving as military governor of Philadelphia, Arnold entered into treasonous correspondence with the British. He received command of the fort at West Point and plotted to hand it over to the British, only to flee into the British lines when the capture of his contact, John Andre, led to the exposure of the plot. Arnold went on to serve under William Phillips, the commander of Burgoyne's right wing, in a 1781 expedition into Virginia.
Yeah, but the war carried on for another 6 years. What made this campaign so special?
Historians have called the Battle of Saratoga one of the top 10 most important battles in world history, and the turning point of the American Revolution. By February 1778, word had reached Ben Franklin, serving as an American ambassador to France in the court of Versailles. French aristocrats and intellectuals embraced Franklin as the personification of the New World Enlightenment. His popularity and diplomatic skill, along with the first American battlefield success at Saratoga, convinced France to recognize American independence and conclude an alliance with the 13 states in 1778. French military and material support of the American Revolution was vital to securing American independence in 1783.
Oh, so this was the turning point, because France's support tilted the scales in favor of the rebels. But why is it a top 10 most important battle in world history?
The financial obligations incurred by France's King Louis XVI during the Seven Years' War and the American Revolution created a financial burden that weakened the Bourbon dynasty and the authority of the monarch in France. This resulted in the French Revolution, gave rise to the Napoleonic era and the French Emperor's domination of Europe. Napoleon promoted French nationalism to justify French expansionism on the claim that France had the right to spread the enlightened ideals of the French Revolution across Europe, and also to expand France into its so-called natural borders. Napoleon's invasions of other nations had the effect of spreading the concept of nationalism outside of France, which resulted in the movements to unify Germany and Italy in the mid to late 19th century. In order to maintain the balance of power in Europe, an arms race began and a series of alliances were formed, which created tensions that erupted in the First World War. Germany was devastated by the global financial depression of the 30s and the moral defeat following combat. The decrepit condition of the nation allowed the rise of Adolf Hitler and the Nazi Party, which was able to seize power through the charisma of its leader and the resurrection of Napoleonic nationalism. Hitler's defeat led to an arms race with the Soviet Union, known as the Cold War, and the redivision of nations in the Middle East, which has resulted in our current crisis in the Middle East, etc., etc.
Well, Grandpa, I didn't quite understand everything you said, but it sounds like there's a direct connection between Saratoga and everything we know about the world today.
That's right, Marshall. The turning point of the American Revolution was twofold. The British lost control of the hearts and minds of the colonists, and it ultimately set off a cascade of consequences that changed world history.
The Turning Point Trail is a production of Lakes to Locks Passage, New York's Great Northeast Journey, an all-American road in the collection of America's byways, and in collaboration with National Geographic for the places most respected and recommended by locals. Find more at lakestolocks.org. Funding provided by Federal Highway Administration's National Scenic Byway Program, a grant from Empire State Development, and the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature. Executive Producer, Janet Kennedy. Director, Lindsay Pontius. Script writers, Lindsay Pontius, Andrew Alberti, and Janet Kennedy. Music composed and performed by Clinton Bierman. Audio recording and production by Clinton Bierman. Voices by Rob Hart, Seth Hart, Craig Maravich, Paul Schnabel, Joshua Panda, Clinton Bierman, Karen Lefko, Joe Shine, Melissa Lowry, David Bennett, Peter Day, and MacArthur Stein. Historic research by Andrew Alberti with Joe Craig, Eric Schnitzer, Sean Kelleher, Nicholas Westbrook, Ron Tolke, and Steve Benson. Special thank you to the National Park Service, Saratoga National Historical Park, and American Battlefield Protection Program.